007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. How are you?
Season's greetings to you.
And indeed. Now, have you the Christmas shopping done?
Yeah, most of it. Most of it, yes. But, a couple of bits and bobs to get at this stage.
You've been researching very well for us, I have to say, this year in terms of movie-themed presents.
We do like to sort of help you at this last minute. The cinephile in your life, maybe the big movie fan in the house who probably knows more each week than we do about the world of cinema. And you think, what am I going to get them as a present? Well, I've compiled a list.
And you certainly have, and you've checked it twice.
I hope there's a few things on here. Okay, well, we'll start with the slightly weird, shall we? Because,
yes.
As you know, some movie fans do actually go there. So let's start in the bathroom because there's a company that makes soap. Movie-scented soap. Now,
movie-scented soap?
What is movie-scented soap?
What is the scent of movies? Okay,
great,
I'm intrigued.
Fashion. Cheesy popcorn scented, to be exact. Deeply dapper, the makers of this finery, and it's called Cheesy Movie Soap. I kid you not, just type that into Google and you will find it.
You heard it here first.
Yes, and there are other ones as well. You can get the Dude Soap. This is for Big Lebowski fans. It smells of beverage-scented soap. They're only $6, so they're not too bad.
So why wouldn't you? Yes.
Yes, now this company, Deeply Dapper, also have some other gift items. I mentioned Big Lebowski. Mm-hmm. Well, they have a Persian rug light switch plate. That's for $8. And for zombie fans, there's a key hook with broken glass on it that reads, in case of zombies, break glass. And of course, you're too late at that stage.
Yes.
$19 for the likes of that. We'll tweet some photos of these later. And can we just say as well, I know that, you know, it's going to be hard to get these types of presents delivered, but, you know, you can think outside the box and maybe print off a picture of it for someone and say it's on the way in case. I know you can't get all of these things.
Okay, what else before us?
Okay, well, let's go back to the bathroom. Because
we haven't left the bathroom yet.
How about something for Hitchcock fans, maybe from the movie Psycho?
I'm thinking shower or something, am I?
Yes, a shower curtain, a beautiful blood red vinyl curtain, frosted knife-wielding maniac
Lovely.
On it, and an unfortunate victim. Perfect, of course. That's probably more for Halloween, but
perhaps.
If you've got a Hitchcock fan, it's only $16. Retroplanet.com is where you'll find that.
I love it.
Now, while we're on the tacky, shall we?
Yes,
shall we?
Let's stick with tacky.
How about a salt and pepper shakers? Mm-hmm. Sort of spice up your table with this set. A Marilyn Monroe salt and pepper shaker, complete with a film reel as well. It's Marilyn in her iconic white dress. Perfect,
Lovely.
Of course, for a cinema buff's table.
Yes.
But it gets better. How about a Dorothy and Toto salt and pepper set?
Lovely.
Even better again, a Tin Man and a Hard set. But best of all, Ruby Slippers salt and pepper shakers, all from Retro Planet.
Yeah, I'd love all of those.
$14 each.
Okay. So. You have some clothing presents for us with the movie theme.
Yeah, movie replica clothing can be popular. And one of the big ones at the moment is Ryan Gosling's jacket. Not the actual jacket, but a replica from the movie Drive. $160 it will set you back.
Okay.
But it's quite popular at the moment. Steadyclothing.com for that. This one I do love. Now, I do think it's out of stock. People have been buying so much of it. But do look around online because you might find it. A diehard Christmas jumper that reads, "Now I have a machine gun, ho, ho, ho." You'll remember that from the first
Brilliant.
Movie when the
yes.
guy came down in the lift. £25, that is. DarkBunnyTees.com, we're stocking that. If you have
Die Hard, of course, is one of the Christmas movies for a lot of people.
It is a Christmas movie, that's right. That's and a great one at that. Star Wars fans, there's a Boba Fett hoodie. It's quite dear, actually. It's $50 on Amazon.
Okay.
But then there's a company called Last Exit to Nowhere. They do great t-shirts designs. So, you know how you get all these, you know, sweatshirts and t-shirts that have New York and stuff like that on it? Bedford Falls. Why not get one that says Bedford Falls from It's a Wonderful Life? Or from Jaws, they've got one that says Quince Shark Fishing, or the one that I absolutely love, Kobayashi Porcelain, which is, of course, from
The Usual Suspects.
The Usual Suspects.
Very good.
Go.
I'm loving your research this year, Garrett. Fair play to you. Now, some novelty numbers for us.
Well, last year, if you remember, I had clapperboard cufflinks.
Yes,
this year,
everyone should have them.
I've gone one step further. A clapperboard alarm clock with a USB port on it as well.
Wow.
It's a little bit tacky, but you know, some people may like that.
Yes.
Satsuma.com is where you'll find that.
Okay.
One that I discovered that I just thought, oh my word. You know, you get a lot of coffee table books
yes.
this time of year. Well, why not just buy a coffee table? One that looks like a VHS tape. I kid you not. It only costs you $1,300 at 76design.com.
You've ordered this,
it's
haven't you? I know by you. All right.
I know.
Give
okay,
us one more.
One more. How about a Harry Potter remote control wand?
I love
it. Does it get any better than that? Yes, you can change the TV with a flick of a wrist, complete with a collector box. And the one thing that I kind of liked in the description, it said complete with a collector box and comprehensive instructions. I wonder what they are. The sort of Hogwarts
like
terms and conditions apply.
Hours of fun.
$49 from skymall.com.
Okay, so, a few apps to mention as well.
Yeah, I like this one. A lot of people play Football Manager on, you know, on PlayStation
yes.
and on different games. What about the movies Superstar Edition? This is where you become a movie mogul. You build a studio up from an empty lot into a glittering Hollywood empire by producing must-see blockbusters and creating huge stars.
Hmm.
So you essentially become a movie mogul. $17.99, you can get that from the App Store.
Great.
So if you like doing stuff like that.
Now, a few books to mention as well. Quite a few movie books, actually.
There's a lot out,
yeah.
actually. It's a great time
yeah.
to get those. 85 Years of the Oscar is one that sort of caught my attention.
Mm.
It's fairly self-explanatory, but it's a good book that covers the history of the awards ceremony. It's kind of the official history, so you're not going to go wrong there. It's just under $50 from Amazon.
Okay.
And speaking of Oscars, there's the autobiography, of course, one of Oscar's most beloved hosts, that is Billy Crystal.
Oh, I wouldn't mind reading that, actually.
Still
yeah.
fooling them. Yeah, he's been
yeah.
sort of doing a stage show with it as well, but the book is quite popular. There's always a Star Wars book.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's a few out. The Return of the Jedi making of completes the series of the making ofs. That's a good book. But Star Wars Frames, since George Lucas has sold off all the rights, he's kind of probably had not much to do except count his billions. and he's gone and put together a book that looks at specific frames from all the six movies, and he's put them into 1,400 images selected by him personally. It's quite dear, though. It's just under 100 euro at Amazon. And you'll get that actually in stores as well.
Okay.
So that's Star Wars.
That's for the serious fan. What else
yeah.
have we?
Saul Bass, A Life in Film and Design. His graphic style is sort of instantly recognisable to any film aficionado. He created the iconic posters and title sequences for Anatomy of a Murder, Vertigo, The Man
yeah.
with the Golden Arm, among countless others. But this book sort of delves into that work
mm.
and others, like logos and advertisements that he did as well.
Okay.
Okay, a good read is The Disaster Artist, My Life Inside the Room. This is the sort of hilarious, inspiring and disastrous story of how a mysterious misfit got past every roadblock in the Hollywood system to achieve success on his own terms, which was a $6 million cinematic catastrophe called The Room.
Wow.
So,
okay.
That's a good read.
Angelica Houston's memoir is out, of course.
Yes, that is called A Story Lately Told, Coming of Age in Ireland, London and New York. And then there's a nice coffee table book as well called The Art of Movie Storyboards, Visualising the Action of the World's Greatest Films. It's about €25. You will get that in bookstores. It's nice to flick through and see films before they were actually shot, how the visual artists kind of put them
very
together.
Very good. Now, of course, DVD is always a very nice Christmas gift.
Yeah, and has there ever been a year where we've not had to mention a Alfred Hitchcock box
well,
set?
This
They're
is
always
it, yeah.
turning them around. There's another one out, Hitchcock, The Ultimate Filmmaker Collection. It's quite expensive, about €180, but 16 discs in it, including Vertigo, Rear Window, North by Northwest, all packed away in fake film reel cans.
Lovely.
So it's a nice collection. You also get a 16-page companion booklet as well. Just released on Thursday was 1D, This Is Us film. This is a kind of access all areas to your wallet in many different forms
mm-hmm.
to get you ultimate fan editions. That'll be a big seller last minute. Extravision and HMV are doing 2 for £20 on new releases. And, you know, there's things out like Man of Steel, Alan Partridge. And if you're looking for kids' stocking fillers, oh, there's
some good ones,
choice.
Aren't there? Yeah.
The Croods, Despicable Me 2, Planes, Monsters University, Snowman and Snow Dog. You can't go wrong.
Fantastic. Vouchers, of course. course, in terms of movies, always a lovely gift.
You know, iTunes, Volta have CinePass as well. There's lots that you can get. In fact, if you look at the cinemas, the Lighthouse Cinema are doing a great season of Coen Brothers
that's
movies.
Right, yes.
They start on the 27th of December with Barton Fink, and that's to lead up to the release of Inside Llewelyn Davis. So, you know, have a think about all those. That, you know, vouchers as well are a good option, and, you know, something like an Apple TV box or something to
Garrett,
watch Netflix.
Lots to think about there. Thank you very, very much for your research this year. I think this is one of your finest years, I have to say, in terms of movie gifts. Okay, quick roundup of new releases in our cinemas.
Okay, Walking with Dinosaurs 3D. It's a great movie for the kids. It actually looks amazing in 3D, really does. It's simple. Kids love dinosaurs, so you cannot go wrong, really. It's based on the original BBC series, but with a simple survival story that kids can relate to.
Yeah, that one's going down well. Another one for the kids?
Yeah, Moshi Monsters, the movie. So that's taken from the series, and it's again going to be another winner. Then something slightly different, A Magnificent Haunting. This is about a man who moves to Rome with dreams of becoming a successful actor, but the place that he moves into is, of course, haunted. One that's quite strange is Harry Hill, the movie.
Very strange, yeah.
Yeah, Julie Walters stars in this one as well. I'm not quite sure where to put it, as kids' movies or just a bit of fun. Harry Hill's a funny guy anyway.
Yeah.
And speaking of funny guys, Anchorman 2, the legend.
They were all
continues.
Here, weren't they? Yes.
They were all here. They took over Ireland, and this is obviously the sequel to the very successful movie. Here's a little clip. The film stars Will Ferrell, Paul Rudd, and Steve Carell.
Ladies and gentlemen, today wouldn't be possible without the visionary behind GNN, Mr. Kench Allenby.
Yeah. All right, cheers. Tell you what, Beth Bloody seems to have made this one. Well, I look around this place, I tell you, I am jabbered, just jabbered, full of beans, no doubt.
I thought they talked like us.
Does anyone else speak Australian?
Can I get you to say with me, how bloody are ya?
We can't quite understand you.
Sorry, one more time.
Your accent, it's rather thick.
How's this? I'm Kench Allenby.
Oh,
there
yes.
it is.
There we go.
Yep.
Good.
Yeah, that's Anchorman 2.
Always a bit of a laugh.
Yeah.
There's a couple of movies that are coming out, you know, just on Stephen's Day to mention as well. 47, Ronan starring Keanu Reeves. All is Lost, getting quite a lot of buzz.
It is,
actually,
isn't it? Robert
Redford,
yeah.
An open water thriller about one man's battle for survival against the elements after a sailboat is destroyed. And then Ben Stiller stars and directs in The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Okay. So now, before we let you go, I have been circling the movies I'm going to be watching and recording in the Christmas edition of the RT Guide. You've flicked through. What are you going to pick out for us?
Yeah, Michael Doherty always does an excellent selection of it. It's really, the movie planner is a great way of finding it. Well, starting tonight, Scrooged, if you like Bill Murray and his cynicism.
Yep.
And, you know, you can't miss that. It's on late though, 25 to 1. But, you know, maybe if you don't have anything to do, you could watch that. Tomorrow, 5 past 11 on Sky Atlantic, Phil Spector. I saw this on a plane. Al Pacino
yeah.
As Phil Spector. His performance is excellent in it. That one is worth checking out. Because the kids will be off school on Monday, 2 p.m. The Secret of Kells is on RT2. That's a really nice movie. You've got to watch It's a Wonderful
you have,
Life.
You've
of
got
course
to,
everybody
yes.
does. It's on RT alright Christmas morning, but it's very early, so I've picked it out on Channel 4, 10 past 1 on Christmas Eve. That's a good time
lovely.
To sit down and watch it. On Christmas Day itself, Bridesmaids is going to be the big movie. I reckon a lot of people will watch that.
Yeah, good choice.
And it's a good bit of fun. It's on at 5 past 10 on RT1. And then Stephen's Day, well, you can't go wrong either. At 20 past 9 on RT1, you've got The Guard. As I said, refer to the guide for the
Lots
list of
see.
All the movies. There's some great ones on over the Christmas
Garrett, period. Thank you so much, and very happy Christmas
happy
to
Christmas
you.
Happy Christmas to you too.